Shalom, and welcome to this week's Word from Paul. I'm Paul Sherbaugh. I'm the director of Come to Zion Ministries and Inspired Faith Broadcasting. Please visit our website at www.cometozion.org. We're heading for the USA and Canada. Some exciting times. Check our travel schedule. Today, we are going to talk about false teachers. But what I do that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that within the glory, they may be found even as we. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. This is 2 Corinthians 11, 13, 14, 15. Open your Bibles and read about this. We are in the end times, folks. There's no doubt about it. Food prices are going up. Oil prices are going up. There's food riots around the world. There's cyclones killing thousands. There's drought. There's famine. There's floods. There's fires. We're watching what is in the book unfold. Many, many people today are coming out and saying, look how prophetic I am. Look how great I am. Look how wonderful I am that I can perceive what is going to happen. I warn you, folks, about these people. Let me explain something that we must understand. There's only one road for us to walk, and it's God's holy highway. There is no other. And all these people that come out beating their drums and doomsaying, we know that it's going to happen. This is nothing new. We know that things are going to happen in the world. We are told that. Yeshua himself tells us, you are going to hear of wars and of rumors of wars, but don't be concerned with it. All these things must be for everything to be complete. I beg you, my brothers and sisters, don't get hung up on this stuff. Let me tell you, the single most important thing you have to do as an individual is work on your relationship with your Father through Christ Jesus, through Yeshua HaMashiach. You have to make sure that you stay on his holy highway and don't go running off after false trails. Yes, there's some great prophecies I've seen and read and all these things that people are saying. Well, that's wonderful, folks. But you know that not one of those prophecies has anything to do with your salvation. Not one little doctrine you run after has anything to do with your salvation. You guys know what it is you have to do for salvation. Covered in the blood. Baptism. The indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you something, that is a difficult thing to do. The Holy Spirit can cover somebody, but if it's not in them, if it's not controlling their every move, if you don't yield yourself to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit, which is your comforter and your guide that was a free gift from the Father through Yeshua, if you don't use it, you're not helping yourself one bit. Don't take one little verse out of the Bible and run after it and say, look what I found, look what I found, look what I found. And don't allow anyone to teach you like that. Hallelujah. Galatians 2:4. False brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Yeshua HaMashiach, that they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjugation, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Folks, be careful of who you are listening to. Look, we have a simple commandment, love everybody. Good, bad, or ugly, or indifferent, we have to love them. That's our commandment from our Messiah, from our Lord and Savior. But you don't have to follow after him. You don't have to trail along after them thinking, look at this wonderful thing and look what I've found. Don't go after false accusers. Don't go after false accusers. 2 Peter, let's go over to 2 Peter 2:1. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many will follow these pernicious, these terrible ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Understand, folks, when people start speaking about not following the Word of God, when people say that we can change the Word of God, when people say we can go after whatever we want and no man can judge me, they are making a mistake. Because it is true, let no man judge you, but you better make sure that you're in right shape for God to judge you. And God doesn't have a different way of judging for every individual. It's the same for every one of us. That's so wonderful about it. There's no guesswork here. We don't have to guess at it. We simply do what he tells us to do. Don't run after dogma. That's, you know what dogma is? Civil or ceremonial law. It doesn't say God's law. It's a decree or ordinance from man. And let me tell you something. It's on all sides of God's highway. It's on the rabbinical side, and it's on the Christian side. And God says, there is no Jew and no Greek. And we go through this every week. I talk about it. But every week people come to me with things that, isn't it wondrous what this guy is teaching? Or isn't it wondrous what that guy is teaching? And then they follow along with his teachings. And they find themselves in a position where they have to come back and repent before the Lord. Don't find yourself in that position. Look, if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved until judgment, and he spared not the old world, but saved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, how do you think he's going to treat us, folks? How do you think he's going to treat us? Sodom and Gomorrah are ashes today. Don't let your soul, don't let your life, don't let your inner being become ashes. I'm begging of you. I'm begging of you. 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hallelujah. Know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses the Messiah is come in the flesh of God, and every spirit that confesses not Yeshua is come in the flesh not of God, but in the spirit of Antichrist. But you will find that even people that profess Yeshua, even people that go after and say, yes, I believe in the Messiah, will bring you false teachings. They will bring you false teachings, my brothers and sisters. I ask you to try everything. Keep yourself facing forward. Keep yourself understanding what is going on. Weigh everything. Everything new that comes out today. Anything new somebody wants to give. You understand what the judgment of a prophet is? He has to be right 100% of the time. If you're listening to somebody that has prophesied before and they've been wrong, forget it. They're not walking in God's way. If you're following somebody who calls himself an apostle today, and they tell you that God changes and it's okay for you to do what you want to do, run away. Look, God's word that he gave to you, that's from Genesis to Revelation, shows you how to walk in God's way. It shows you how Yeshua walked every day of his life. Why on earth would our Lord and Savior, whose blood cleanses us, walk in a specific way, following the Father's word because the Father is in him, and then tell us we don't have to? Can you answer that question for me? He came to show us a way of life, and he was on this earth over 33 years, and he showed the way of life, because if he hadn't, we'd know about it in God's word. We'd have heard about it. He wouldn't have been allowed to preach in temples, in synagogues. It is important that we understand, folks, the enormity of what is going on in the world today. Okay, so the end times are coming. So what? Somebody's going to prophesy it's going to be the year 2014 or 2015 or 3086. So what? You know where you're going to be. You don't have to care about when the tribulation is going to be. What you care about is walking God's holy highway. What you care about is being with the Lord. What you care about is being clean enough to walk into his presence whenever you please. And that's only through Messiah Yeshua. And that's only by doing what the Father says to do, just like he did. Now, we're not perfect and we can't be perfect. And people say, oh, but you're just talking legalism, Paul. Well, if it's God's legalism, I'll take it, my brothers and sisters. If it's God's legalism, I will take it and I will run with it. I want to be covered. Look, you don't think it's a very legalistic thing that we need to be covered by the blood and accept the Messiah? You don't think it's a very legalistic thing for God to say that you must be water baptized? You don't think it's a very legalistic thing for God to tell us that we must have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit? Come on now, of course it is. It's the rules of the game. Somebody's put this word legalism on it to scare everybody. But there are rules to everything, and God has rules, my brothers and sisters. Please, you can go study and learn and do everything you want, but don't walk away from his holy highway. Don't do it. I beg of you. Look at what you've been taught your whole life. Turn things over. Take them back to the Bible. Let God tell you. Open yourself up to your relationship with God. Your number one most important thing to do for you in your life is to put your Father first and not anybody speaking to you, including me. Put him first in front of you. Go to him first with questions. Ask and you will receive the answer. But you have to ask in faith and you have to be opened up in your heart and in your mind to receive what you will be told. Because you are going to be told the truth. If you lack wisdom about any subject, just ask God. He gives it to all men liberally. All you have to do is ask and it shall be given. But ask in faith and not wavering. For a wavering person is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Go read James 1, folks. That's what I'm reading from. We must understand that we put ourselves in front of the Father. We must understand that we must do as he tells us to do. Just as we know that there's no way to him except through Yeshua HaMashiach, Christ Messiah, Jesus, There is no other way to get saved. Well, believe me, there's no other way to walk except the same way he did. Think about it. Why would God be legalistic about one part and say, okay, do what you want in the rest? We've had a whole lot of explaining done to us over the last 1900 years how it's okay not to do what God said. Just believe. Just believe and it's enough. Well, God doesn't say that. He says, and Yeshua says, do these two things. Love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and honor God. And love your neighbor as yourself. Well, you want to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and honor him, you do as he tells you. And if you love your neighbor, if you love others, then you'll find that you fulfilled all of the commandments, all of the legalism, all of the things that everybody talks against is done. And Yeshua himself told us that. On those two sentences hang all of God's word. You honor the Father by doing what he tells you to do and celebrating his feast days and fast days and the Sabbath and the first of the months. Hallelujah. You're also honoring him when you love your neighbor, but you're also treating your neighbor the way he wants you to treat him. Hallelujah. Avinu B'Shamayim, our Father in heaven, give us the ability to understand what we have to do. Help us open our hearts completely to you so that you can fulfill the Brit HaChadashah, the new covenant that you made with us, which is to write your law in our inward parts and in our hearts. Do that for us, Father, so that we can understand what it is you want us to understand. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, my brothers and sisters, for listening, and I hope you join us again next week at this time for a word from Paul. And just a reminder that we're on the road starting the 14th day of May, 2008, and we'll be back in Israel, in our home, and broadcasting again live in June 15th. Hallelujah. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. God bless you all.